You know, this reminds me, Michael, about a certain person who had come over here. And we happened to ask him, just as I asked you both, how, who brought whom and all that. So I happened to ask him, well, what brought you here? He says, I don't know. Time and again, you see, I love my Lord, I love my God. I have been in search of truth. And time and again, when I sit quietly and all that, a voice comes to my ears. I hear it actually. That, go to India and Ramdas will take you to him. So, well, I came to India not knowing what to do. Go to India means where? So I'm sitting at the Bombay airport. Was it Delhi or Bombay? I forget now. Do you remember?
It was Bombay.
I think it was Bombay.
I'm sitting. I'm sitting at Bombay airport, not knowing what to do now. So, well, Delhi means India. It's the capital. You follow? So he had already arranged for a flight to Delhi from Bombay. And he's sitting, waiting for his plane or bookings and all that. And there, with all the other passengers that were loitering and sitting and all that, there was another person there who time and again looked at him. And his eyes got glued on that person, you see. And somehow or other, and that was our Eriko. Have you met Eriko, Michael? Heather's husband, Heather, yeah. So he was there, you see, in Bombay airport there. Had to go to Delhi. So Eriko couldn't contain, somehow or other his face was such that he was prompted to go and talk to this stranger, you know. Eriko goes there and says, well, you have come to India for sightseeing, I'm going to Delhi. He says, yeah, I have to go to Delhi too. He says, you come for sightseeing? He says, no. So what brought you to India? On some errand or some message or something? He says, yeah, I am in search of truth. And time and again, I have been hearing that I have to go to India. Go to India. Go to India and Ramdas will show you the way. And Eriko said, oh, this seems to be a ripe fruit for Baba. He says, well, the thing is that I will tell you where to go. He says, oh, you know Ramdas, you know Ramdas, he will show me the way. He says, well, are you Ramdas by way and your name? No. He says, you just go, forget about Ramdas and all that, you see. No, but will there be Ramdas when I go there? So he says, no, you go to Mehrabad and do one thing. So what he does is, he leaves the airport, he says, come with me. He takes him in a taxi cab, leaves him at a house of a Baba lover, who is now living here now, Khorshed's place, and tells, I have no time, Khorshed, please see that this person goes to Mehrabad and Mehrazad there and all that. So that's how he went away. And Khorshed made an arrangement with a taxi cab and he is driven to Mehrazad here. It was a day for Mehrazad that day, from Bombay here straight. So he comes here. He comes to Ahmadnagar, halts there and says where to go. So Mehrazad, he is brought by a rickshaw. He has his suitcase and all that. So he comes here and gets down there. So naturally, not many people were coming at that time. Scattered people's views. So, a rickshaw has come. At the time, buses were not coming, nothing of that sort. Few people would arrive and go back and all that. So, as soon as rickshaw came, Aloba, have you met Aloba?
Mm-hmm. He stayed with us last spring for
four. Oh, really? So, Aloba goes there immediately, you know, because he is the guardian of this place, it seems. So, he has to go there. So, he says, yeah. Your compare said, I have been told to come here for a place, Mehr Baba's place. I said, yes. So immediately, seeing him carrying the luggage, he shouts out the name. Don't do that. Ramdas! Ramdas, come here! So Ramdas is an office peon. He was working as a gardener at that time. Sure. Says, come here, Ramdas. Take these bags and lead him there to Baba's room there. So Ramdas with his luggage, he's so stunned. He comes here with the luggage and he puts the luggage and he says, you can have darshan here. So that's how he got to India. So he came to India, Ramdas showed him the luggage.
Maybe God tells you to do something, don't question the details too closely.
Yeah, yeah. Such are the humorous ways. But see,